Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Dead the halls with balls out.
This is your time.
Yeah, but we didn't get all we needed last Christmas, and now we can.
Republic Bank Cash Bonanza.
Let's celebrate Mashramani.
And plan a trip with the kids. Republic Bank Cash Bonanza. Same day approvals. Apply in person or safely online. Plus a chance to win lots of prizes. This is your time to get what you need. Republic Bank Cash Bonanza.
Pick two
in the afternoon.
Pick two
in the evening.
Pick two.
A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by two, by three, even five, or get a free play.
Pick two with Multi-X.
Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X.
Pick two with Multi-X.
Pick two in the afternoon.
Pick two
in the evening.
Pick two
with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They're treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
When last we were in Murondoy, Monica and Lawrence were very pleased with the EITI awareness videos produced by Kavita, Denzel and Kimal. When Monica offered to do the same, Lawrence suggested they let the young people handle that. Goldman explained to Dinah that an EITI administrator will ensure accountability by collecting information separately from all parties concerned, who will then review, approve, and publish it. Later, Unique was very cold to Kevin. We now join Alonso, who has just arrived at Missy's shop.
Hey, Missy.
Alonzo, what you doing here this hour?
Yeah, I know this is not my usual time, but I'm meeting somebody.
A new lady?
Well, she's a lady. I don't know about the new part.
I can tell you what you say.
Nah, it's professional.
We does call a lot of these transactions about these parts professional. Just wear a condom and protect yourself.
Man, Missy, I tell you, it's not like that. Me and the lady are organizing the minors and others to have a little information session with them. It's me ex-girlfriend Shelly, friend.
You're brave for call your uncle wife your ex-girlfriend.
Well, me and know how else you want I describe it.
The mining life can be a corruption life. Some of your miners does do the most.
But Missy, you will see how I behave myself. I done with the life of running after this woman and that. When I feel a little peckish, most times I just watch a video.
Me don't want no more details. Young man like you talking about videos. What's supposed to happen to a big woman like me?
How you mean? Missy, you can't get a big uncle.
And I don't want none. Let me stay how I dare. Stress free.
Alright, man.
Anyway, I'm really happy you're putting some of your time into good use. You don't find many miners discussing topics like EITI and how they could make mining more safe.
But them is the things we need to talk about. We're part of the extractive industries and we want to see accountability and transparency.
I don't tell you, I'm willing to play me part. The extractive industry is every Guyanese man, woman and child business. We got to hold these people accountable. watch them for make sure they're doing the right thing and the country benefiting how it should from these resources.
Exactly.
Mishap always here and y'all can always meet here for any little meeting.
And we appreciate it, Missy. Things won't be the same without you.
I really hope these little discussions could spread around the country. We got to make sure everybody involved.
Yep.
Deborah?
Missy, good afternoon.
I forget ya no one, are you know?
I know everybody about these parts, Alonzo. How you doing, Deborah?
No complaints. Hi, Alonzo.
Hey, Deborah.
He had me thinking was some spring chicken he meeting.
Oh, gosh, Missy, you just got me old?
We as old as we feel. You want something to drink?
Why not? The malta, please.
I can take a beer.
Coming up.
Deborah, I'm glad you come.
Alonzo, you know anything to do with helping people? I'm here.
I know.
You know I advocate for the rights of vulnerable communities like sex workers.
Right.
I also mentor and counsel young women, and I've helped many migrants escape situations of abuse and trafficking.
Oh, gosh, Deborah. I sure Alonzo ain't invite you here for read out your whole resume. Look, what's your truth?
No other like you, Missy.
That's right.
Deborah, I really admire the work you do, you know. Right now, I'm looking into telling minors and others how they can participate in the EITI.
I ain't gonna lie to you, Alonzo. I don't know too much about this EITI thing.
Alright, let me give you a brief rundown. EITI stands for Extractive Industries Transparency Initiative, and it was established in 2003. It's basically a standard that countries with resources like island gas, gold, and so on have to reach. That will ensure good governance and transparency.
Howdy bye, your brightness coming out there.
EITI countries are supposed to do publications about revenues.
Well, lovely. That is something we need in Guyana.
Well, we're trying to get the citizens involved, and that is where you come in.
Catalina, before we go in by Shelley, you feeling a little nervous?
Yes, Mala, whole night me sleep. Because I think it was so important Shelley could want to talk to me about it. And you know me and Shane had such a good relationship in years.
But man, I'm glad that she reached out to you too. Listen, we grew back together from when we all used to work at the slippery pool.
True. You hear from Pepper?
No.
Well, I guess she didn't invite you.
Pepper busy with your husband and his seafood business. It seems to be going really well.
Good for them, man. But look how two of me friends them end up with men I had relationships with.
Oh, gosh, girl. I hope this doesn't mean that I can end up with Maurice.
My man, look, don't make joking.
I'm joking, man. I'm joking. I would never left my sweet, sweet Anil for nobody. Girl, you crazy or what?
I'm glad to know that.
Anyway, Catalina, I think that we should pray or, something before we go in.
Girl, I agree.
All right. Dear God, as we go in to see we friend, we hope that is good news.
I'm curious though, Alonzo, how citizens can really participate in EITI?
First thing, Deborah, they can learn about the process. Educate themselves about the principle and the objectives.
Alright.
You know enough Guyanese ain't got time with that. All some people concerned with is that they can eat when the day come.
People got to start paying attention.
I agree.
We gonna work upon it.
Guyanese can take part through the multi-stakeholder group. You know, it's government, the extractive industries and civil society that make up this decision-making body. So citizens can join civil society organizations to make sure their voices are heard.
I love it. These are the kind of things I'm passionate about.
People can also participate by getting involved in public forums. Like how Murundai had a big village meeting last month. Villagers can ask questions and give their opinion.
It's something like that we need round here.
And I'm happy to help organize.
Good. That is the main thing I want to help with. If we could pull together the people, the sooner the better.
I can start working on it right away. You got a date in mind?
Well, I think once we organize the people, I don't know, maybe within the next 2 weeks or so.
I can tell everybody who come to the shop the little I know about this EITI process.
And you know they're gonna listen to you.
But Deborah, is something else you can help with? they got a lady come from Murundi, and I think she cousin is from Kokwani. The lady from Kokwani got that missing.
You think it's trafficking?
Yes.
Yeah, I know Coretta from Murundi. Unless she talk to you.
Do that. I may be able to help.
We living in some serious times. Soon you look so and turn so is something. You really got to keep your head on.
Alright, we got work to do. Deborah, thanks for agreeing to help out.
I would do anything to help people in this country. Guyana belongs to all of us.
Y'all don't have to watch me, sir. Mal and Catalina like y'all see a ghost.
Oh my gosh. Shelly,
what happened on your hair?
Sit down, man.
Well, you see my condition.
You lose so much weight, Shelly.
Yes. And you look like a completely different person.
And I feel that way some days.
You sound so different.
I know you're probably thinking I'm sick. And yes, I'm sick.
I hope you don't call me if I tell me you got a couple of more months to live.
No, man. I just tired of hiding myself. It's only Ignatius and one of my family know I've been going through these past few months.
Shelly, you know that we would be there for you, no matter what.
I know, Marlo.
Is what thinking? I mean, with the hair loss and everything?
Yes. I have cancer.
Oh no! Oh no!
Come on, Marlo, don't cry, man.
Sorry, Shelly.
Shelly, cancer? Yes.
Oh my.
Last year, when I finished bathing a day, I feel a lump, and I didn't tell Ignatius nothing because obviously I was afraid. So I went to the doctor, and that was it. And before you know it, I get diagnosed with breast cancer.
I'm so sorry, Shelly.
So, Shelly, you're doing chemo?
Yes, that's why I'm here to follow.
No, Shelly.
Shelly, can we hug you?
Yes.
You know you don't have to go through this alone, Shelly.
Never. We're always here for you.
Thanks.
I just tired of hiding my sickness. I do better now, and the doctors say I'm recovering, but I trust in God for healing.
Shelly, what can we do to help?
It's just your support. It ain't been easy going through this, you know? Some days I really just feel like giving up.
Shelly, I can't give up.
I can't give up, babes. And Ignatius having to make up all these excuses when people ask him for me.
It's okay, babes. Shelly, it's okay. We're gonna fight this together.
Yes. Yes, everything can be okay, Shelly. Listen, whatever you need, we're here for you.
Thanks so much for coming. I'm just really glad I could talk about this, you know? I'm just tired of hiding. And now it's like a big burden come off my shoulders.
Thank you so much, girls. Thanks for coming. I love y'all.
I love you too.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundi.